The media in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir once again bore the brunt, mirroring the realities of this remote region. Pakistani security forces have unleashed a wave of terror on the press corps for their exposés on the administration's sloppy response to the floods which devastated the region in August 2010. The police baton charged at them while they were reporting a strike in capital Muzaffarabad by the locals, alleging discrimination in distribution of flood relief. Many were brutally assaulted. Several cameramen had their gear damaged or confiscated.
जियो टीवी के लिए मैं यहाँ पे आज कवरेज कर रहा था. यहाँ पे एक अस्पताल थी, हम उसकी कवरेज कर रही थी, जिसकी कवरेज करते हुए यहाँ की जो इंतजामिया है, जो पुलिस के अफसरान हैं, उन्होंने हम पे शद्दत की है और उनका ये कहना था कि आप लोग ये कवरेज ना करें और हमें रोका गया, हम पे मारपीट उन्होंने की है और हम इस पर प्रोटेस्ट करते हैं.
The humanitarian crisis which unfolded in the region after excessive monsoon rains wreaked havoc, prompted the international community to send in billions of dollars worth of relief materials to Pakistan. But much of the resources have been cornered by its politically influential provinces, leaving almost nothing for occupied Kashmir. There has been international outrage against the discrimination towards minorities like Christians, Hindus, Ahmadiyyas and the Shias. But the plight of the flood victims of this region, which has fallen off the map, has been largely blurred, partly by the muzzling of the media by Pakistan's intelligence agencies. This is not the first time the media in POK has come under attack. They were earlier targeted for exposing corruption in the Pakistani army and bureaucracy in the aftermath of the 2005 earthquake.
ये पहले भी ये इस किस्म के इकदाम होते रहे हैं और हमेशा ही इसी तरह करते हैं. ये पुलिस गद्दी बनाई हुई है इन्होंने और साथियों को रोका जाता है, उनको जो पेशा वराना उनके जो काम है, अमूर है, उनसे रोका जाता है. इसकी हम भरपूर अल्फाज में मजम्मत करते हैं.
Rights organizations have said journalists in POK frequently face harassment from the government, Pakistan's intelligence agencies and also the jihadi groups. It's not only their freedom of expression which is curtailed, but they're also at risk of being abducted and executed. Many journalists have called for the intervention of international rights organizations.
और मीडिया की आज़ादी के लिए काम करने वाली तंजीमों और इंटरनेशनल सतह पर जो तंजीमें काम कर रही हैं, उनसे मैं ये अपील करता हूँ कि वो इस वाक़े को साफ़ पर, जिसे रियासत का चौथा सुतून कहते हैं, ऐसा उस पर हमला, उसकी आज़ादी पे हमला और मीडिया के साथ ऐसा सलूक जो यहाँ की पुलिस ने करवा रखा है, उसके खिलाफ अपना किरदार अदा करे, ताकि जो सहाफत है, शोबे सहाफत में काम करने वाले लोग आज़ादी के साथ अपना फर्ज सर अंजाम दे सकें.
The Himalayan region, illegally occupied by Pakistan, is cloaked under a veil of secrecy and is closed to the world. While New Delhi allows unrestricted access to Indian and foreign journalists in its northern state of Jammu and Kashmir, where it is battling a Pakistan-backed insurgency, Islamabad does not grant media access in POK or Gilgit, Baltistan. This is partly to snuff out reports of the simmering rebellion against Pakistani yoke and the growing movement for democracy. But foreign intelligence sources and security experts have said the Iron Curtain is also to shut out the increasing Chinese presence in the region.